1350. Stop by at 2414 Casement Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com.
Back here on News Radio KMAN, In Focus, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis here in studio.
Hi.
How's it going?
You know, it's going pretty good because, you know, the Chiefs won. I like that. I like it when the Chiefs win.
Me too.
And, you know, I've had a wonderful week with my son. You know, I've learned an awful lot about Fortnite.
I'm still learning what all Fortnite entails here.
The most operative word that I can think of is addiction.
Addiction? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's intoxicating, I think, to those who play. I mean, even more so than any video game that I know. And I'm hearing that from other people, too. So.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were Fortnite dances, but yesterday I had great nieces and nephews demonstrating all the dances from Fortnite. That was fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, you know, we review the year. There's been an awful lot that's been going on in this community. We've had a number of transitions. Talked about Bill Snyder, Brad Schoen, by the way, in has another 11 minutes in his term as director of the Riley County Police Department. Dennis Butler is going to be taking the oath with Judge Merle Wilson at 10 o'clock this morning. That's going to be streamed live, I understand, on the Riley County Police Department's Facebook page for those that, and it is open to the public at the Riley County Courthouse. So, not a real big room for a whole lot of people.
No.
But there will be, I'm sure that there will be a pretty good allotment of folks.
I would imagine so, yeah. And, you know, sounds like everyone at the Riley County Police Department is pretty excited about getting to know this guy, Mr. Yeah. Butler. Had some time in Ottawa, and he's spent some time in Alexandria, Virginia. And so he's no newbie here to the police department, and I think the transition is going pretty smooth from what I've heard.
It's kind of what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so great interview with Captain Josh Kyle the other day. We do have that on our website as well. So, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, when we archive these interviews, they're there. And you can go back and hear a lot of stuff over the last several years. You know, and you think about all kinds of, you know, what a great weekend for Bill Snyder.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, they had a big reception for him Saturday up at Colbert Hills. Yesterday he was at the Chiefs game where he flipped the coin. And led the tomahawk chop with the banging on the drum. Didn't realize he had rhythm.
And he got to hug Jordy Nelson. That
got
was
to
cool.
talk to Jordy and Eric Stone Street, and looked like it was a nice nice weekend. And of course, he is part of the Little Apple drop tonight, and he and Mayor Mike Dodson are going to be a part of that. So how neat that you know he's getting some recognition.
Absolutely.
You know, from outside even the K-State circles, especially, you know, in Kansas City market, that's a neat deal. So they didn't show any of that on television from what I saw yesterday, but, you know, I've seen videos of it, and nice to see that. You know, we look back at the last year, you know, we've had here at the radio station a number of changes with the addition of both you and Nick McNamara here, and very excited for the future of what we do here at K-Man with the two of you in a news capacity, both in full-time capacity. And Nick came to us, started just doing part-time stuff, and got involved in news. And he's just been a whirlwind. He's just taken the ball and gone with it. And we're excited about that and delighted to have you here in the morning as well. And seems like, you know, we've gotten things rolling pretty good pretty quickly. So appreciate you, and I know it's a big change for you and your family, too, to, you know, make a big transition, new job for your wife and new school for your oldest daughter.
Yeah, we've kind of become pros at it. We've moved around a little bit here for radio jobs, as is the norm here for some people in the media business. But
I haven't moved for over 20 years, and I don't know that I ever will again.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable here in Manhattan. I like it here, and You know, I haven't been able to say that about some of the other places I've lived at. I've had some great experiences, but it wasn't very close to home. Manhattan's closer to home for me, which is Kansas City, as, mm-hmm. as you know. And a 2-hour trip is not that big of a deal. I can go to Kansas City in a day. So.
You know, there's I was looking at the Manhattan Mercury's list of the top stories of 2018, and they had the Bill Snyder retirement as number one. Which I understand that, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't know necessarily, you know, outside the sports world what may have been the top story, but I think probably one of those would have been the Labor Day flood. And, of course, you know, our own Nick McNamara was one of those flooding victims, and, boy, I tell you, that he's just had a great attitude through all of that. And I know that's been a problem and a challenge for a lot of people. Number of properties going to be bought out. By the city and FEMA here as a result of that. And that's going to continue to be one of the big challenges for this area is how to handle some of these flooding matters with Wildcat Creek that have really popped up and become more problematic over the last several years. You know, whatever the reason may be, whether it's more rain or buildup of too many properties upstream, a lot of combinations involved in that, but hopefully that'll be a scenario that we'll see some resolution to. You know, coming up here in the new year, we'll have a new Riley County Commissioner, John Ford, to be taking oath here in a couple of weeks at the Riley County Commission. No change in Pottawatomie County as Dee McKee won re-election. And, you know, we'll have a new governor-elect with that Len Rogers interview. That was good. It was interesting to hear his perspective. And I think that this legislative session is going to be an awful lot of fun to follow up on.
I agree.
And I use the word fun not necessarily almost in jest, because I think it's going to be difficult to get a whole lot of work done. You know, we talked earlier this morning within our newscast about Pat Roberts and the GOP, some members of the GOP, especially the more conservatives on the Republican side, not happy with how that farm bill ended up. And they think that that's going to be a problem for Senator Roberts should he decide to run again. He's 82. Term ends in 2020, so in the 2020 election. He would be 84 at that time. At the mm-hmm. end of a 6-year term, he would be 90.
Yeah.
Which that's not been, I mean, it's been done before. There are a number of people in the Senate. Dianne Feinstein is one. I think she's 85, something like that.
That's
you know,
right, yeah.
That have served into their 80s, and there's been a number that have served into their 90s. I think, the longest one was Robert Byrd?
Maybe. I know Strom Thurmond was pretty old.
Strom was up there around 90, I think, if I remember right. And, you know, they were all very effective. And you know, when you take into consideration what Pat Roberts has done for this area in terms of strengthening Fort Riley, in terms of NBAF here and a number of other activities, you know, he's a K-State alum. And you know, Manhattan and K-State are better off because of what Pat Roberts has done. But some conservative Republicans feel that his working with beyond party lines is, what was the word that they used in the story earlier this morning? Do you remember that? A liability.
Yeah, that's right.
A liability. Among all the liabilities that are out there that an elected official can have, that is way, way down on that list. It doesn't even make my list, the ability to work across party lines. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. And they talk about the polarization of the political field. There's, you know, those attitudes on both the right and the left, you know. There's no budge on some of their positions. And that adds to the challenges of any elected official.
And this has been for everything that's happened in 2018, this has been a big year for politics.
I mean, you know, with the governor's race.
Yeah.
You know, here locally, the race for the 2nd District congressional seat was interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the Kobach-Collier battle in the primary. And it'd be interesting to have seen what the general election outcome would have been if Governor Collier had been the winner in the primary.
Yeah, it would have been.
And the reason I say that is because Kobach, amongst many, is an extremely polarizing figure. So, I know we haven't asked for phone calls, but it looks like we got, we're just flying by the seat of our pants here this morning. So we got somebody that has apparently something to say. Good morning, you're on K-Man.
Yeah, Mr. Lewis, Strom Thurmond served till he was 100 years old.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that's right. He had a wife, but he got married when he was 66. His wife was 22. This guy had a lot of energy, man.
I guess so.
He was always working out. He was quite a guy. I mean, if you didn't like his politics, he was quite an individual.
That's what it sounds like. All right. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year. Well, speaking of New Year's, we've got the big activities in Aggieville tonight. Great to have Krista in here this morning, Krista Bramhall, on behalf of Aggieville, talking about those activities tonight. 10 o'clock is when the band starts, M31. They're a lot of fun. And Bill Snyder and Mayor Mike Dotson to initiate the drop of the apple above the old theater, which is now Rally House.
Yeah, you know, if you're able to attend tonight, and I know a lot of people have plans, but man, what a great send-off that would be for Bill Snyder if we could just pack that place.
You know, I don't think the send-offs are done for him.
Yeah, probably not.
And we hope they never are. We hope they never are. So, and by the way, on the game this afternoon, Wildcat insider Wyatt Thompson will be here. And I'm sure there will be some talk about Coach Snyder, Coach Kleiman. Some new changes within the coaching staff. Some leaving, some retiring, some taking other jobs, some new hires. Of course, K-State basketball, both men's and women's, with wins over the weekend. That men's game. Whew.
Yeah, quite a nail-biter.
That's a nail-biter.
Yeah.
Brandon, thank you much. Happy New Year to you and your family. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon with Wildcat Insider. Happy New Year's, everybody, and make good choices if you're out partying tonight.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.
Fireworks Relief.
I'm Peter King. It's not